Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh, and in this audio, I'll talk about Girish Karnad. Now, Girish Karnad is famous as a playwright. He is an Indian playwright, and his dates are between 1938 to 2019. So he has passed away, and along with being a playwright and author, he is also into acting. So he is also an actor and also a film director. And in his novels or writings, as well as his films, he explores the present times by way of the past. Now, he graduated from Karnataka University in 1958, and he studied philosophy, politics, economics at Rhodes in University of Oxford, means in Great Britain. And the name of his first play is Yayati, okay, Yayati, Y-A-Y-A-T-I, and it came out in 1961. Now, this play is centered on the story of a mythological king. And why this play is noteworthy is because of the themes of history, mythology that are there, and also these are the themes that will be there later on in his next plays or future writings. For example, his next play was Tughlaq, which came out in 1964. And see, when you read Girish Karnad, there are two important plays of his from which most questions come. One is Tughlaq and the other is Hayavadana. Okay, Hayavadana. I'll talk about the other one in a minute, but first let's talk about Tughlaq. Now, Tughlaq tells the story of the 14th century Sultan whose name was Muhammad bin Tughlaq. And in this play, Tughlaq, Girish Karnad projects the curious contradictions that were present in the complex personality of the Sultan, who was at once a dreamer and also a man of action. He was benevolent as well as cruel. He was devout, follower of religion, and at times also godless. So these are the contradictions that he tends to portray in this play. And one more important fact you should know about Girish Karnad is that most of his plays are written in Kannada, but he himself translates it into English. For example, two of his plays, Tughlaq and Hayavadana, he himself has translated this in English. Now, after Tughlaq comes Samskara. Okay, Samskara, which came out in 1970, marks the entry of Girish Karnad into filmmaking. Now, let me remind you that Samskara is also a literary work written by U.R. Ananthamurthy. And U.R. Ananthamurthy's work is basically an anti-caste novel. Ananthamurthy's novel was written in 1964, and basically it describes the hypocrisy that underlies a society that is bound by customs and rituals of purity and piety with respect to caste, worship of God. So it highlights the hypocrisy. If you have read Ananthamurthy's Samskara, you know this. And this film by Karnad, Samskara, is an adaptation of that novel by U.R. Ananthamurthy. And in this film, he plays lead role, means Karnad has played the lead role. Thereafter, in 1971, Karnad wrote another play called Hayavadana. Okay, Hayavadana. H-A-Y-A-V-A-D-A-N-A. Hayavadana. And Hayavadana is widely recognized as one of the most important plays of post-independence India. Now, some facts you should know about Hayavadana. First of all, it is a two-act play. It has two acts. And the plot is based on Thomas Mann's retelling of Transposed Heads. Okay, the work by Thomas Mann, Transposed Heads. And Hayavadana basically, as far as the storyline is concerned, there are two friends. The first one is called Devdatt. Okay, Devdatta. The second one is called Kapila. And both of these men love the same woman called Padmini. Padmini is a very beautiful woman and also the love interest of these two friends. And Bhagavata is the narrator of the play. And the title Hayavadana, what is the meaning of Hayavadana? Hayavadana basically is a strange creature which has the head of a horse and the body of a man. Now, one more fact about Girish Karnad you should know, that he has won two important prizes. One is the Padma Bhushan. Okay, Padma Bhushan has been awarded by the government of India. And then Gyanpith Award, he's also the winner of Gyanpith Award. And all of this is basically for his contribution to the world of drama or theatre. And along with Padma Bhushan, even earlier to Padma Bhushan, he was awarded Padma Shri. And he has also worked in Hindi, directing the critically acclaimed Utsav. Okay, Utsav is the name of the work, which came out in 1984. And Utsav basically is an adaptation of the 4th century Sanskrit play, Mricha Katika. Okay, Mricha Katika by Shudraka, the famous author. After that, in 1988, another play by Karnad called Naga Mandala. Okay, Naga Mandala. This is about an unhappy contemporary marriage. And as I said in the beginning, that Karnad writes in Kannada. And two of his very well-known films in Kannada include, first is Tabaliyu Ninade Magane. Okay, Tabaliyu Ninade Magane. This is the name. And the other one is called Onda Nondu Kala Dali. Okay, Onda Nondu Kala Dali. This one came out in 1978. This is basically a film, okay? So, from an exam point of view, just go through the storyline of his important plays like Tughlaq, Hayavadana, Yayati. Know about the awards that Girish Karnad has won.